We're going to check in now with voters in two of today's key races. In a moment, we'll head to Indiana, but first to West Virginia. The key race there is for the U.S. Senate seat held for more than five decades by the late Democratic Senator Robert Byrd. NPR's Brian Naylor is in Charleston, and he has this report.
The Senate race has been hard fought between Democratic Governor Joe Manchin and Republican businessman John Racey. Republicans acknowledged Manchin's 70% approval rating and argued voters should keep him as governor and send Racey to Washington to block the agenda of President Obama. Manchin, in the meantime, has worked to distance himself from the unpopular president while pointing out Racey spends much of his time in a lavish Palm Beach, Florida mansion. It's an argument that worked for Manchin voter Guy Van.
They live in Florida. Like, I'm not from here either, but I mean, it's like he's from here. He moved his family to Florida. Like, I mean, so what are you saying about West Virginia? Like, really?
For other voters I spoke with outside the Kanawha City Elementary School, this election was about sending a message. Trish Fisher said she voted a straight Republican ticket and hopes that President Obama will take note.
I just don't like how when it's Tea Party movement and all that, he makes us think like we're just thugs, we're not normal people just making a voice. Like, he doesn't care about that. And it's just not right. So maybe this will get his attention, that we do have a voice.
Shrini Murthy, an anesthesiologist, voted for Manchin, but believes Republicans will capture the House and hopes maybe that will lead to both sides getting serious about the nation's economic problems.
Maybe there'll be more of a rapport between the president and them, and something will actually get done in the end, hopefully.
Optimistic thoughts on a balmy election day in West Virginia. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Charleston.